This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Do you think the children of Chad Daybell here in their testimony this last week were coached on how to answer these questions from John Pryor? Or are these all coming from the heart, basically?
It's probably coming from the heart. I mean, they're, you know, to what extent they've communicated, I don't know. But there's certainly a consistent narrative that they're putting out that makes their father look like a good guy.
Yeah.
And their mom is somebody with, you know, this innate fragility from whatever health problems that she must have had, which I don't think anybody's going to buy that.
Here is his daughter testifying about dad not telling her to say certain things when questioned about all of this.
Do you recall visiting with your dad as well?
Yes.
Do you recall a visit on around November 23rd of last year?
Not specifically.
Do you recall having a visit where you and your dad talked about that 5K race?
Yes.
And do you recall your dad telling you that you might want to say certain things?
No.
You don't recall that?
No.
Do you recall then talking about a race in 2013?
Yes.
You recall your dad saying, once again, maybe say that?
No.
Do you recall your dad talking to you about the one that exercised with you at Zumba that Tammy wasn't able to keep up? She would just make up her own moves. Do you recall your dad telling you that?
No.
But you've had a lot of visits with your dad.
Yes.
So it may be hard to remember everything he's told you.
He's never told me to say anything.
Is this someone who's blocked out, you know, the things that dad has said, because, or is this someone that's lying for dad?
It's probably a combination of she has the ability, obviously, to be in this family and to still try to be a functional person in the world. You have to be able to twist your own thinking a lot. And so she may have, in a sense, chosen to frame it differently in her mind.
Okay.
So, you know, she remembers to some extent the conversation, but he didn't say it quite that way. He didn't mean it that way. Mm-hmm. I would love to have an ongoing conversation with her in depth and try to get her to put a lot of things in her own words. And then I think it would just be interesting to hear what really unfolds about the relationship with their father and them.
Is it possible to do that with somebody like that? Are they capable of being introspective in that sort of a way?
You would have to really take some time and ask a lot of questions and develop trust and all that kind of stuff to get them to really open up with you as a clinician. But yeah, I think she would be a fascinating person to work with.
I would imagine. So Chad's son also taking the stand, talking about finding his mother dead, and Chad asking him to help. And then we're going to take a quick look after that at opposing testimony that was brought up to him where he was talking about finding her on the couch. Let's take a look.
How were you awoken?
I heard my dad saying, Garth, get up. I need help.
Okay.
And I got out of bed and ran over to help.
And then when you walked into your parents' bedroom, what exactly did you observe?
I observed my mother had rolled partially out of bed with her legs entangled in the sheets. And my instinct was, oh, she needs help. So I immediately grabbed her by the shoulders and lifted her up back into the bed.
Okay. And at that point, you felt her arms were cold?
Yeah, I felt she was cold and stiff. And
okay.
And she was gray, and I realized she's not been breathing.
Okay. Okay. And at some point between the time you got home at 1 o'clock and the time you went to sleep at about 3 o'clock, did you hear anything or any indication that there was any kind of sound or struggle?
I heard nothing.
Okay. And would you agree that it's close enough that if there was some kind of a struggle or a fight or anything, that you would have heard it?
I would have definitely heard it.
It's like mini Chad right there. And no, if you're being asphyxiated with a pillow over your face, that's kind of the definition of you're probably not going to hear it, because that's the intent of murdering someone in that sort of a way.
Exactly.
What was your takeaway there?
How much he speaks like Chad is just uncanny. You know, the interest, they have sort of an interesting cadence. The other thing that struck me was how much prior in talking with both of the Daybell children, he seems to take this almost nurturing kind of, you know, it's like if I'm talking with a little child, you speak to them in this very gentle way. And it's just sort of this, I don't know, it kind of creeps me out. He's not speaking to them as if they're functional adults. It's sort of like you're a very sad child here, and I'm here to let everyone know this about you.
Almost so it just, hypnotically.
And
if you were to kind of like, hey, talk like this for the movie role. And yeah, he kind of does that. His testimony being challenged because he had said otherwise about where he found his mom. Let's take a listen.
Do you recall talking to an individual named Micaiah Baglin and telling him you found your mom dead in her bed and your dad gone?
I don't recall talking to him about that.
Do you recall talking to Kara Briggs, who's now Kara Daybell, and Emma Moss about finding your mom on the couch?
I told Kara. She's now my wife.
Do you recall telling Kara and or Emma about finding your mom on the couch?
I did not tell them that she was on the couch.
A lot of Chad in that. And he did. I mean, that's already, it's a fact. He didn't testify to that, but there is evidence that that's what he said. Why the change of story? And there was another part, we don't have the clip right now, but where he really got tripped up on the stand. And it was a very obvious moment of, oh, my narrative is kind of off here, and this is not going to be good for Dad.
Yeah, that's the interesting aspect to this. To what extent does he intentionally know that he's not telling the truth and he's twisting things? And I don't know, other than we're obviously paying attention to all the details and all the different versions that come out, because this is one of those cases where it's just moving all the time, you know, with what people are saying happened.
We'll wrap on this. If Kara Daybell is watching this and Googling her now family, this is the now wife of Mini Chad, what would you say to her that she married into the Daybell family?
We've got to talk. Yeah. Yeah. This is going to be a hard one to get over.
I think
some work to do.
Run. It's not too late. Get it annulled. Go away.
Good blunt message.
Nothing is going to work here. Yeah. Have you seen what's happened to everybody else in the family?
Yeah, you will never sleep peacefully.
No.
Not good.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.